As New England fish stocks decline and the fishing industry endures tighter catch restrictions, there is one bright light for the industry: fish farming, in particular, shellfish farming. On Cape Cod, the industry is completely dependent on a small center that almost had to close its doors. But as WBUR's Rachel Gottbaum reports, a recently finalized deal is keeping the Aquaculture Research Corporation and all the dependent fish farmers in business.
Want to grab that one, Becca?
Sure.
That one looks good.
Myron Taylor is out on Wellfleet Harbor. He's 74 and has been raising clams and oysters here since he was a kid.
And back in the old times when we had to pick up all the oyster seeds on the beach in order to get them to grow, it took about 4 years to get an oyster to grow.
Those wild oyster seeds Taylor picked up off the beach years ago were juvenile oysters and clams that he would plant in nearby waters. But that traditional method for growing shellfish was very slow and often did not yield much product. So like most fishermen on the Cape, Taylor caught cod, flounder, and other groundfish to earn a living. In the late 1980s, when fish stocks became scarce, he turned to lobstering. It was around that time he heard about some scientists in Dennis who were harvesting tiny clam seeds and selling them to fishermen to grow.
The first group we got, it looked like pepper. It was so small.
Pepper?
Yeah, it looked like pieces of pepper. So we put it in a bag and a little box we made with window screens so it wouldn't go out through. And they started growing, and then they kept getting bigger and bigger, and we just kept going from there.
Eventually, Myron Taylor started a side business farming shellfish, and that's when his family got involved, including his daughter, Rebecca Taylor.
Mom and I did a lot of the cohogging. We did a lot of digging while he was working on the boat, and then we were digging more and more cohogs. We were planting more and more cohogs, and then oysters became much more popular, and so now we're doing oysters and cohogs.
The Taylors buy their seed here. This is the Aquaculture Research Corporation in Dennis. CEO Dick Krause shows me several large tanks where millions of microscopic shellfish are spawning.
What we do in this room is we spawn shellfish, either oysters or hard clams, bay sculps, razor clams, surf clams, whatever, you name it.
ARC was created in 1960 and is believed to be the longest-running commercial shellfish hatchery in the U.S., This is where the shellfish aquaculture industry was born. ARC now harvests about 110 million oysters and clam seeds a year and sells them to just about every shellfish farmer in Massachusetts. The growing $25 million industry depends on ARC. Co-owner Gail Hart has worked here for 39 years.
We are now into third-generation farmers in the aquaculture industry, so that we have enabled people to have a good living where they control their own livelihood and have raised their kids and paid their mortgages and then put their kids through college, and now those kids are coming back and taking over the industry.
But the aging facility is falling down, literally. The buildings leak, the electricity shuts off when it rains, and part of the repair shop is closed because the roof caved in. For several years, the owners looked for ways to find the money to rebuild and keep the hatchery open. But ARC CEO Dick Krause says nothing worked.
We were really trying hard to keep it going, but eventually it got to the point where we just couldn't do it anymore. We could not. This place is going to fall down this year all by itself.
The hatchery sits on almost 40 acres of pristine Barrier Beach. It's land that easily could yield millions of dollars from real estate developers. But co-owner Gail Hart says that would have meant an end to the industry.
We felt a tremendous moral responsibility to all these people and their families who rely on us. And it wasn't easy to just say, oh, well, we're done. Trophy lot out here on this 40 acres on the beach. See you all later.
Last year, it became clear that ARC's owners would need to close the facility. And that's when a $6 million deal was brokered. In this unusual public-private partnership, ARC would be bought by private investors, and the surrounding land would be conserved in perpetuity. The towns of Dennis and Yarmouth helped purchase the conservation land, and venture capitalists and local nonprofits bought the business. Dan Wolf helped forge this partnership. He owns Cape Air and is state senator for Cape Cod and the islands.
The growing of shellfish, particularly oysters, is part of our wastewater mitigation plan on Cape Cod, so we can reverse some of the damage that's been done there. The fishing industry has been under incredible pressure as we have overfished and mismanaged that industry. This is a way to mitigate and rectify that because we're creating a sustainable fishery here. And then the bonus is that we get to eat really healthy shellfish here that are locally grown. So it's just a home run.
When ARC is rebuilt in the spring, it will be able to double its production. ARC will also plant new oyster beds throughout the region. This will not only create more native shellfish, but also prevent erosion, help restore wild habitat, and keep the waterways clean. For second-generation shellfish farmer Rebecca Taylor, keeping ARC open means she can continue earning a living out on Cape Cod Bay.
Without being able to buy seed from ARC, we would have had to move away. And my son is growing up in town. He's 10 minutes away from his grandparents, and that's really important. And I don't know how else we'd have afforded to stay in town. Really, we came back because they're shellfishing.
Taylor plans to harvest shellfish alongside her father for as long as she can. And she hopes that one day her son will join them.
We'll grab that one, Becca. Sure. That one looks good.
For WBUR, I'm Rachel Gottbaum.